This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, you survived the brutal cold. Football season is over. And if you listen very, very closely, you can hear the birds in Arizona creeping into your airwaves because at 2 o'clock today, the Royals play some best bowl.
Got my baseball fix started yesterday, baby. 9 innings of Dodgers and Cubs. Oh, it was so nice. I didn't know any of the players, but that was good.
I don't know how you made it past a guy getting absolutely rocketed off the face.
That was insane.
Holy cow. 105.6 off the bat to your cabeza.
Right. I mean, he's lucky he's not dead. I'm not kidding about that. That looked like it hit him right in the temple, man. That could have, that was a nasty shot off the bat.
I mean, baseball's back. How much longer until they wear the caged face mask like they do in softball?
I'm sure. Didn't they test like some sort of helmet hat for pitchers?
Yeah, now they wear them as like fans. They're those oversized hats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, now fans wear them.
Right, but they did that for pitchers. Like one guy wore one and it was like, all right, I'm not doing that. We're not wearing these hats on the mound.
I think he played for Cleveland.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why do I want to say it was Peter Moylan? I'm totally wrong about that.
No, he was already retired. He's already down in Australia.
But for whatever reason, I don't know why Peter Moylan's name comes to mind when I see that. But
Peter Moylan.
His head's kind of hanging there on the mound and whatnot. You can't wear that big, that big helmet. But that dude yesterday, yeah, he did. He got rocked yesterday. But it's good to have baseball back. It'll be good to hear Denny and the boys on the broadcast today. And you can just kind of sit back and picture sunshine and happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, it will be warm.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to think, feels like, I don't know, just by what, because, you give me a hard time all the time, I'm going to need some, Werther's Originals or whatever when 6 o'clock starts, because I watch the news every night at 6, and then Wheel of Fortune at 6:30.
That's right.
But watching the weather last night, you're like, all right, okay. So today's going to be like 29, 30 degrees.
That's warm.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like a heat wave.
And then one of the news anchors was like, well, when's the snow going to melt? Because I'm over it. And the meteorologist is like, Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
And they're like, she was like, that fast? He's like, it will be completely gone out of the seas. Like, you will never see snow again unless there's like a flurry or a random day in March where we get like that random snow, but it'll still be too warm to stick.
Right.
And he's like, because Sunday is like 45. And then Monday is like 57. Tuesday's 59. Wednesday's 57.
Yeah, like all week next week is pushing 60 and
sunny.
It'll
still be cold at times, but it won't be like bone ass chilling cold, like 6 degrees outside.
Like where it you might walk be like, in and you freeze your what off. You
it
know?
Might be like 35, but I can handle 35.
Oh, that'll feel like right now. Yeah. That's a warm summer day from what we've been experiencing.
That's a
over
tanker
the,
and basketball shorts and flops.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, you're going to the pool at a 35 degree day right now. Yeah. So thank goodness it starts to warm up. Kiddos go back to school today, which is outstanding. Finally, and they're you got to go back on a Friday. I'm like, get your ass to school. Mm. Nobody cares what day of the week it is.
Could you imagine being a kid that just like called in sick today?
Oh, I mean, one of my daughters is kind of not feeling great, I'm like coughing and all. I don't feel good. Take NyQuil, take DayQuil. You'll be fine. You're going to school.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the text in about a half hour.
Get your ass up.
It's time to go to school. It's like in Liar Liar. Stop breaking the law, A.H. Like, get your ass out of bed and get to school.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. Speedy snowplow hits the streets. That's hilarious. Some guy's just going 85 plowing snow.
Hey, might as well, right? Get it off the streets as quickly as possible. This guy's had enough.
If they're serious, they are.
Yeah, this guy's had enough, man. He's had enough. Look at this guy. He's out here telling people, I ain't doing this anymore, man. We got to get the snow off the streets.
Yeah, it'll be gone. But let's talk about the obvious, which was last night's hockey game. What a game.
What a game.
If obviously the result sucks for the United States.
Yeah.
But obviously that was more of like a bragging rights game. You win the Four Nations, you win the All-Star game, but it's still national pride because so many guys played injured. So many guys were like, we were sitting there watching the game last night. And my buddy's like, you know, it's playoff hockey when the guys will dive on the ice with their body to block a puck.
Yeah.
And a dude did that last night for the United States, like in a game that doesn't matter. I mean, it mattered, but you know what I mean?
My wife said to me, she goes, what does this mean pride. Now that we lost? I go, it means nothing. It's an exhibition game, but it's all about that national pride. You want to win.
And I thought that there was a lot of awesomeness in that game, but I thought it started with ESPN. I thought their hockey team of people that put together the video, like so many sports that play on ESPN can honestly take a lot of notes from how they sold this game, because the way they promoted it, the way they talked about it in pregame, like, I mean, all those guys that were on that pregame, like, I love Steve Levy, though, I always have.
Really solid broadcaster,
and, like, I always remember when he did the transition to hockey, because, like, him and Melrose just were like, we're going to go do this because it's not going away, and we'll just be the guys that do hockey because nobody else did it.
Yeah.
And Steve Levy used to be, you know, anchor on ESPN with all those greats.
Yep.
And then he kind of went to hockey, and, of course, I didn't watch hockey, so I never really got him a lot on my television set. But then last night he's on, and I'm like, man, I miss Steve. And then you got Messier there as well. And I thought they were great. I thought the video was great. The way they implicated the 1980 Miracles movie, plus with the roster in the locker room. Like, I was ready to run through a damn wall at 7:07.
Yeah,
I was like, calm your ass, dude. You got a long 3 hours coming.
It was fantastically done by ESPN. Like, they put you in the moment. You felt like you were there. And that's the job of TV during a sporting event, make you feel like you're there. And I think the NFL does a really good job with that. But last night was just truly awesome. And then, of course, Mike Arruzzioni is going to be the captain for Team USA. He's from Boston, scored the
rock in the opposite jersey.
So I saw him come out last night, and I thought to myself, did he score the biggest, I'll use the term point, like in American sports history? And I think he did. I think it's the most important point, if you will, that's ever been scored in American professional sports.
Him or Carey Strug?
No, him, because of the times and beating the Russians.
It was the '80s.
Yeah, it was the perfect storm, right?
And so, I just remember I had no idea who Carey Strug was, and the next day I knew everything about her.
Everything about her, yeah.
I was like, oh, she had a sore leg. Her coach has a mustache and a 90s jacket of the Olympics. It's like, who is this? Like, you have no idea about gymnastics right now.
Right, yeah, and that took off. But Mike Arruzzioni, that was 1980. It's 2025, and he's still a national hero. Nobody in American professional sports means more to this country than Mike Arruzzioni does. And so he comes out, and he's from Boston, and it's a great beginning, and everything is fantastic. And, you know, and then the result happens, and you lose. And I'm like, I wasn't disappointed, like upset that we lost the game. I was like, damn, that was a really good game. I hope this continues.
On a volume scale of 1 to 10, I probably said the F word at like a 6 when it happened.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. Yeah. But it was like, if that would have been a Chiefs game, you know, like that, completely different. And you know, you have that, that lasting effect for so long.
For sure.
But knowing, like bragging rights, yes. Exhibition game, yes. Like, there wasn't a whole lot, quote unquote, on the line, but you still wanted to win that damn game. And they gave you everything you wanted. The best player in the world scored the game winning goal. And I don't know how you guys view certain things in sports, but Jordan Binnington standing on his head in overtime last night was effing, I almost said the F word, was, I mean, that performance was reminiscent of his 2019 Game 7 performance at Boston Garden, as they kept alluding to on the broadcast last night. I mean, that guy was as good as like Mariano Rivera in the World Series, or Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, or, you know, Tom Brady coming back from 28-3. Jordan Binnington, who's had a lot of baggage this year, was unbelievable. Like, that's a performance for the record books, man.
Yeah, him and Brady Tkachuk. I mean, Brady Tkachuk was awesome.
Yeah, Brady
last night
was fantastic.
Scored the
too.
First goal, got the assist from Matthews, and then was kind of like, you know, because I found this out last night, at least this is my personal opinion, when the game has that much on the line, ain't no fights happening, daddy.
No.
Like, when it's that serious, ain't fighting unless you, like, say something about that man's wife. Like, that's or mother.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I told you. I don't think we're going to see many fights in this game.
Yeah, because like, and they were letting them know, like, because like we were so close. Like Brock from the old number five section, he's like, "When's the damn fight happening?" I'm like, "It's coming, I think," because they kept like. Like Kachuk hit that dude into the wall. Look at me talking about hockey, yeah.
But they know what's at stake. There was one penalty in that game last night.
Yeah,
crazy. Right?
It happened in the second period, one power play
in that entire game last night.
Clean game, no fights.
Right.
It was the type of game you wanted. Also, I have one. Obviously, you guys saw Sensen in the text room. One of the greatest shots of the night. The guy that went full Ben Franklin, shaved the actual top of his head to have the long-haired skullet with the eagle next to him, Abe Lincoln over here. That was great.
That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
The other thing I want to bring up, and I know this is here comes Dusty being dramatic. So last night was special for the sport of hockey because there's a lot of things that get involved with that. You have your truthers like Bob or like Speck, who was said yesterday, this is the most excited he's been for a sporting event in years.
Years.
Which I believe it.
For him, yes.
Yeah, he thought Buffalo was going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So when I'm watching that last night, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably not watching hockey on Saturday. I'm probably not going to watch the Capitals versus the Penguins.
Right.
I'm probably not going to watch it. But I'll watch playoff hockey. I'll be that guy because that was playoff hockey.
That's what playoff hockey is all about.
That's what playoff hockey is, and it's one of the most entertaining, because that's all I've heard in my sports fandom. One of the most entertaining things you'll ever watch is playoff hockey.
Yep.
So I'll watch playoff hockey. But what I want to advise people that are these hockey people, because there are football snobs. Mac is one of them.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You just follow the sport well. Like when somebody comes up to you and they're like, "Oh, that guy sucks," you'll be like, "Yeah, but I mean, his average throw per yard is like 9.3. That's like well above the league average." So you'll be like, "Okay, dude, cool." But you're not going to be this guy. Well, thanks for being a bandwagon football fan and watching the Super Bowl.
Of course.
So again, last night I sent out a tweet and I said, "Man, now I know what it feels like to be the Buffalo Bills when they play the Kansas City Chiefs."
Yeah, you win like, in the regular season.
To get all the way there and lose a game like that.
Right, yeah.
Somebody responds, "Yeah, except Buffalo Bill fans aren't one night a week or one night a hockey bandwagon fan."
Okay.
Let them have fun.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You remind me of the people at church that say to the people that only go on Easter and Christmas, "Oh, good to see you once or twice a year." Maybe they have a good time during that service and they come back. Your comments like that are going to stray them away.
Oh, yeah, that's going to force people away.
Just because
they're
ECOs.
You got to be welcoming.
And my dad always called these people ECOs, Easter Christmas onlys.
Okay.
And that's fine if that's who you are. I'm not trying to force you to go anywhere. But don't be the person at the front door that's like, "Hopefully you come back next time before Christmas. Hopefully you watch hockey again. Just let me enjoy the night." Well, that was a fun night.
It was a great night.
It's a big night for hockey.
Yeah, it was a fantastic night. And I think they're going to gain some fans by that. We'll see how it all trickles
it's
down.
It's like the gym at the first of the year.
Yeah,
everyone's
going to
say they're going to go, and then by February, they're gone.
And then they're done. Yeah, well, January 15th usually is kind of the date that I circle. But I think maybe fans will catch on to this, but maybe they won't. I mean, it's hard to change people's habits, right? And one-offs are completely different and fun and unique and something that everybody can rally around. And I mean, that was American pride last night. That wasn't the Rangers taking on the Devils, right? That was the team that was representing our nation. So we could all be in on that last night. And you had that guy. I saw another like baseball fan get mad because ESPN and Major League Baseball are opting out of their television deals. And somebody tweeted last night, some baseball fan that said, "Boy, I wish ESPN would care this much about baseball and put this much effort into baseball." And I'm thinking, 800,000 people basically watch a Sunday night baseball game unless it involves the Yankees, and it's 3 to 4 million. How many millions were watching that hockey game last night? I bet we're going to be about 10 to 15 million people. That's like 10 Sunday night baseball games, that's like your first 10 Sunday night baseball games that don't involve the Yankees that watched one hockey game last night. Of course, there's going to be more put into that game because more people are watching that game than anything else. And when you know people are going to be watching, you put your best foot forward. And that's why ESPN did what they did last night with that broadcast. From top to bottom, the thing was fantastic. Sean McDonough, I thought, was a rock star.
Incredible.
In the booth last night. I mean, he was absolutely wonderful. And Emily Kaplan, who's down on the ice?
I believe so.
She did a fantastic job last night, too. I thought bringing you great insight, saying a lot of these guys are hurt and most of them won't be playing for their teams when they go back. That tells you how important that game was to those players last night.
I think it's the hardest sport to call, and they showed
it. Hard. Hard.
Yes, I think it's the hardest sport to call. It's insane.
I just listen to those guys. I'm like,
crazy.
There's no way I could do it.
No.
And I played hockey.
If you don't stand with your fellow Canadians, then you are a rat. Don't call me a rat, buddy. I'm not your buddy, friend. He's not your friend, guy. I'm not your guy, buddy. He's not your buddy, friend.
That's who the people are. They hate you for watching their sport for one night.
And that's the other thing. Don't be like those. A lot of soccer fans are that way, right? Don't be that mm-hmm. guy. If somebody finds your sport, like my friend Garrett, when Dave Matthews became big. Well, I don't listen anymore. Everybody else is listening to Dave Matthews. Come on, Garrett. Come on now. Like,
I mean, maybe they changed their musical tone.
You know, like so you give
like
up.
I didn't listen to Blink-182 when Matt Skiba joined the band.
But ugh. You could do whatever you want to do, right? Yeah. The people who look down on somebody because they're new to the party or they only like the nice songs that everybody hears on the radio or whatever the case may be, right?
Like you definitely have your music people.
Your music snobs, and so what if I only like the three hits that they came out with? That's why they're
hits. An indie guy.
Know? Yeah, like
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like guys like that, like don't mock me because we came to the party one time and enjoyed it and maybe we want to come back.
Right.
When you act that way, you're kind of chasing people away from your sport instead of being welcoming and saying, hey, man, come to the party. It's a lot of fun being that douche who's out there telling people to stay away. And you're not you're not helping the sport, pal.
From the 913, my son's trying to talk me into Mavericks season tickets after last night.
Awesome.
And with that, we'll go to break.
When do they move to Olathe?
Yeah. Well, golly, dude, just always.